This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more. Will Smith is releasing a biography. It's coming out November 8th.
Shit.
He did do a tell-all interview with Oprah last night on Apple TV, streaming exclusively. His book is called Will. It's a biography. Will Smith, the name has been dragged through the mud on social media lately. People talking about his wife who did a red table talk. Jada Pinkett Smith said that she and Will Smith never had an issue in the bedroom after suggesting she felt it was hard for them to maintain a healthy sex life a month from his comments confirming that they had an open marriage. She don't want to come to grips with the open marriage because that shit was her idea, mm-hmm. and he just went with it. And Will really loves Jada.
And now, then
what?
That shit hurt his fucking feelings.
What misconstrued the point was when she said, "I think you expect your partner to know what you need, especially when it comes to sex. You like, well, if you love me, you should know. You should love me. You should read my mind." That's a pitfall. That's when she was talking.
Yeah.
She was talking to Group Guru Gwyneth Paltrow. She was talking to Gwyneth Paltrow. I saw that episode because people saying Jada said some unscrupulous shit, and that's
she
not,
did talking about it was an illusion or a fantasy.
No. I heard what she said, and to me, she didn't say nothing scrupulous, bro. She pretty much said as partners, we expect the person that we've been with, especially for 26 motherfucking years, to get to a point where you can predict what we want, what we like, or at least that's the expectation, because sometimes it's hard to communicate that, because you feel when you've been with someone that long, they should at least know, and you're crushed when they just don't know off rip. But the point was they should be able to communicate, and how hard it is to communicate what you want sexually to your partner, because you're your most vulnerable when it comes to sex. I really felt what she was saying, I was like, I get that. You know what I'm saying?
But if y'all in this open sexual relationship.
But they thought she was just saying, they took it like, oh yeah, man, like, fuck with that nigga dick small and I like fucking other niggas.
Right, like, damn, dog.
Like, I fuck him and I think of Tupac. I'm like, she didn't say that shit.
Y'all just keep following this narrative in your mind.
And then, even so, like, I even looked at it differently. Like, as somebody that's married, when it comes to, like, having sex with your partner, I always say, like, you know, it's nights where I'm in the mood and my partner's not in the mood, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I'm always more inclined to say, hey, just do it. I mean, it's sex. Once you get into it, you'll like it. So it don't matter if I don't want to do it right now. I mean, if once I get into it, I probably will fucking end up enjoying it.
And that's what R. Kelly said.
Lord have mercy. Somebody help me.
Continue.
I don't want to.
Somebody help me.
Why is your dick out?
Right.
Because it is. Inside joke.
Oh, no, man.
No, man. Honestly, I can't even lie, man. Like, I think my worst fear is being married and my partner not wanting to fuck me or giving some excuse every time I want to. And honestly, after watching you trying to deal with the idea of, like, I wouldn't mind trying polygamy, but it would have to be on the terms I just want to try polygamy. This is not some shit where I'm thinking I'm going into something committed. And no, this is not my wife. This is, I met a girl, I like her, we're going to try this polygamy shit. I get to have two girlfriends. Cool. But if we get on that shit where she like, you boyfriend number two, I know niggas all the time like, baby, you need another nigga. That nigga ain't satisfying. I'll be your nigga on the side. I want to be boyfriend number two. Niggas is already boyfriend number two. But when you make it official that that's your title in a relationship, nah, bro, I ain't no sucker. What you mean? You dying to, every rap song is telling me how you want to fuck somebody, bitch. So right. Now that Shaw is telling you, nah, I got my man. He knows me. You hang out on Thursdays and do this shit.
But that's what it is, though.
Ain't me trying to watch.
That's what polygamy is, though.
I just need you to be there.
Certain elements.
At my birthday party next week and not be weird. I wouldn't mind engaging in a woman in the idea of, you know what? Let's just try this relationship. Just because I'm only got one life to live. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you get in the hearts, because I can imagine being in love with someone, only wanting them to yourself, but you love them so much that you are
willing to share them with other people.
That's some shit that I can't imagine how heart-wrenching that is. Because I'm like, bro, that got us. That sounds like torture. That sounds like torture loving one someone so much. Y'all are
emotionally sharing yourselves with other people.
When you want to be selfish, because honestly, a lot of what we feel when it comes to relationships is owning. I think the toxic part is when you feel like you can own a person. But mm-hmm. I think the idea of slavery back in our mind leads us to believe at some point owning people was it okay. So long as you can sit and be owning you. Well, see,
there's different.
You my girl.
Right.
You exactly. my girl.
Right. It's certain terms to owning is what it means. So it's like, how do you explain that? How could you explain it in a way where you can say,
no, because that
I want to own her.
You
she
mine.
Owns me. Right. But I don't mean that in the slavery sense. Like,
bro, that
you
shit.
You can't really say it in a way that really makes sense 100%.
I mean, to me, it makes sense because, look, I tell my wife, what's mine is mine, what's yours is mine, and what's ours is mine.
So. Yeah, I mean, exactly. But.
But, I mean.
You have to have that general understanding beforehand. Off rip. You like, that.
But what? We do.
No, that don't sound.
But the
right.
way we look at. See.
But polygamy is.
Girlfriend, I'm with you, girlfriend.
I'm with them, and we all together, and then we talk about that shit, and. You know, it's got to be understood that I'm gonna fuck you and then I'm gonna fuck them. If right. we all gonna fuck together, we discussed that beforehand.
My girl if got not, a girlfriend. Chevy look like whirlwind. Like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, my girl got a girlfriend. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind trying that shit at least once. My girl got a girlfriend. I wouldn't mind trying that shit. But I have
everybody
to.
Everybody knows how to play their
but
role.
But you have to understand that.
That
being open to trying that shit means mm-hmm. there's a possibility that. Shawty could be like, nah, I got two niggas, and if I ain't with that shit, I ain't gonna be with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, Shawty.
And that's just how it go.
I ain't with that shit. I ain't finna shave with some other dude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I ain't with that shit. But if we in this thing where both of us got a girlfriend and there's three of us, I'm saying it's a spectrum.
It depends
to the
on
shit.
The dynamic. Yeah.
It's a dynamic and it's a spectrum to the yeah. shit. It's not, it shouldn't be, polygamy don't have to be something so taboo and cold, but I can
rigid, yeah.
But I can understand loving someone. I can understand the pain, and like I know married people now who one partner will satisfy the other person even at the expense of their own unhappiness, because making that person happy keeps the peace, or at the very least,
right,
allows them to keep what they want to be happy. And the other person knows that it's completely fine with them being unhappy as long as they're putting in effort to make sure they're happy. Because the moment they're unhappy, the relationship's over. It's typically the woman. And honestly,
it ain't fair, but that is the general consensus of most situations, and it's understandable. Don't make it fair, though.
But everyone's situation is different. But, I mean, even them putting this under a microscope, because Oprah came for Will. She was like, nah, open up about this Oprah marriage shit. Like, nigga, you up here talking to me, blah, 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 blah. No, go into detail. What are the terms? Like, he ain't really want to get into it, but I'm like, well, people been talking
I don't blame him.
Forever.
I'm
like,
sure this man wants to try to keep certain private shit private. He's like, yo, this is our private conversations. Like, Oprah, you my girl and everything, but that shit we don't talk about. Like,
bro, shout out to Future.
Internet yo, said, I'd much rather hang out with Jada.
That motherfucker printed hoodies.
Hell
I'd rather
yeah.
hang out with Jada respectfully.
It scared the shit out of me.
Pusillanimous. Nah, man.
Watching Doom Patrol.
Nah, man. Jada. I ain't got nothing to speak on them personally as individuals or as a couple, because what they do in their marriage ain't my business. But from the outside of just like seeing this shit in the world of celebrity, it's like, I feel for Will, but I'm not gonna disrespect Jada, because I feel like he's accepted and that's who she is, and he loves her in spite of that. And I think that's really what love is. I think that's the dark side of love that we don't want to acknowledge. The crazy shit that other people don't understand that you do because you feel like that's what you gotta do. And it sucks, but seeing it, I think, makes us confront the ugly, embarrassing things we're willing to do or have done in the name of love. It makes us feel like, damn, I remember that time Shada played me. And you can say you wouldn't do it until you so caught up. You do that shit.
True enough.
And
I mean, maybe he is the prime example of it right now.
They said he cried. You know what I mean? He showed any kind of emotion to become a meme.
I mean, Will Smith
people
be
don't
crying
take,
every damn time. That's bro, the fucked up part about
he
it.
He contemplated. So, but Will been going through it, bro. And
yes,
I feel like
she be having this nigga
I feel like she done,
all the time.
I feel like she done. I don't know. I feel like she done caused the smoke and she done cleaned out his lungs, bro. I feel like she done burnt them and rubbed aloe vera on them. You know what I'm saying? I feel like she put the flame out, then put the aloe vera on it. I feel like maybe Will's a sadomasochist. I don't fucking know. No disrespect to him. I love Will Smith. I think he's a cool motherfucker, man. I really respect him. Man. I ain't got no ill will. Ha! Pun intended. I got no ill will against Will. I think Will is dope. And I got nothing negative to say about his wife.
I don't think Jaden, he was out here willingly being cuckolded like that, bro. I think...
That's what people look at Will like he cuckolded.
Yeah, I don't think he was really willingly being cuckolded like that. I think he was trying to do the things that would make his wife happy and give them this open extra communication outside of it being sexual. Like, okay, well, we can't connect sexually, but if you have to connect sexually with these other people, at least we are open enough here to talk about it and express it with each other.
You got an open
makes healthy, right? That makes healthy, you know, relationship here.
You got an open
standpoint, but it, yeah,
and it still didn't do that. And then she's still trying to justify it and all that. That bruh, man don't deserve to be drugged like that, man. Will, like, he's doing everything in his power to make his wife happy,
bruh.
And she's still like, well, I'm still not happy. Like, well, baby, what is it? I can't tell you.
The rumor is,
what the fuck you want me to do then?
The rumor is she set Will up with Margot Robbie. That's how she got in that movie with him.
Yeah, but at the same time, the rumor is
Jada,
bro, like,
was the, like,
but if you love, but if you love your wife, bro, like, yeah, she is bad, dog. She is bad, and I'd be a fool to not fuck, but dick and my heart don't fuck the same, and I can't do it.
I honestly think that's
he really in love with this woman, and he gets a pass that he don't want to use.
I think he uses it because it's, bro, that's just the terms.
I mean, but what if you do get a pass that everybody thinks you use it, but you don't? They think him and Margot Robbie fucked. Like, no, they actually never did fuck. They just super close friends, and it came down to it that night, and he probably cried in her arms, and then they just became super close. And now it's like everybody thinks they fucked, so they just play it up. It's like, I never did. Bruh, I wouldn't, because I love my wife so much, but she gave me a pass. Why wouldn't you fuck Margot Robbie if you had a pass to fuck Margot Robbie?
Your wife, you an actor. Your wife is on HBO, butt-ass naked, tonguing.
I know.
Tugging fucking Amari Chadwick down on the fucking pool table.
I feel you, but like, you love your wife and you know that you can't do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Actors, they get into this realm where they're kissing, they're making out, yeah, they're spending this time. They have this on-screen chemistry. You know how uncomfortable I am watching kissing scenes lately?
Bruh.
Because motherfuckers be like licking
tugging
lips
each other's down.
Like the
bruh
way they do it, nah, bro, it's not like it used to be. It's just like motherfucker just, I'm like,
it used to
bro
be, oh, the top bottom lip kiss or the kiss on the side of the mouth for the movie to make it look good. No, these
they
niggas
really
are making out. Yeah.
And honestly, I think when you're open and think, think about that. The
like,
average
girl,
dude,
come here.
average hood nigga, average dude in general, he say he want that bad chick, but you don't want to date no actress because you gonna
look. I'm sorry.
You're going to see her kiss like not no popping actress, bro.
Because this comes out of nowhere, but it just made me think about it because, Young Thug, that nigga's girlfriend was bad as fuck. And then he talking about, I don't like to fuck like that.
Sure,
I'm sorry, bro. And then she looked like that, dog. And she's like, with you? Like, she is really down? Bro, I don't understand that.
I don't know, man. I think everyone's different. But when it comes to degree of love, I think when they say that shit is endless, boundless, First Corinthians 14, 4 through 8, whatever the fuck.
Conditional, non-conditional, it does exist.
Dog, like, you can't put no terms on what people define as love. I really feel like you can't. I don't care how dirty or dark you want to take that shit. Mm-mm. But I think this shit really shows us the bounds in which we try to confine the thing, what love is and what it will make you do. I really think they personify this shit. And I'm not gonna drag two black people through the mud because they famous. I don't know their real shit.
I never really
I thought the jokes were tasteless.
I never looked down the barrel that much.
Nah, what fucked me up with this whole thing is I started seeing these dumbass like posts people were making all over social
that's
media.
That's what kept bringing me back like, into
we're
it.
We're just like, future wife, I'm not Will Smith, I'm Ike Turner, just so you know. I'm like, nigga, you
so bro, you willingly saying that you are gonna beat somebody?
Like, chill the fuck. And people laugh like, bro, that ain't no joke, bro.
Yeah, the domestic violence ain't
that
funny.
That ain't cool,
bro.
Like, baby, I ain't Will Smith, I'm more Mike Tyson. Whoa.
You gonna fight somebody?
Like,
you gonna beat dog shit out your wife once
I think that's one of those things that it's a little too much, man. But shout out to Will. I'm buying the book. I'm reading the book. No disrespect to Jaden, Willow, Will, Jada, none of y'all family, y'all celebrities, man. And thank y'all for all y'all contribution to humanity and everything y'all done did to like Hollywood and everything. Y'all amazing people. This shit is on this corporate lens, but y'all really got me thinking about love differently.
This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
Eight people dead and 17 hospitalized. Mass casualty event at Travis Scott's Astro World Festival at NRG Park in Houston.
This footage and everything, I ain't laughing.
I watched some of the footage,
I'm not
bro.
Watching that
at least
shit,
three people had heart attacks.
Oh man!
A bunch of people got stampeded, and he released a new single yesterday. Did the festival? I mean, he brought Drake out of.
Views and opinions of Starman. Other views and opinions of Starman and Starman only. You cannot sue the Ninja Police podcast.
I mean, think about it, but they were taking that frustration from it's the Atlanta Braves' fault. It ain't Travis Scott. He gonna get sued, but you really gotta blame the Blaze. Blame the Braves. Beat the shit out of Houston, Texas, and Houston.
The views and opinions of Starman are the views and opinions of Starman and Starman only. When
it's when such as I ain't have to make the black dude. Because I feel like Hollywood just want niggas to think black niggas is.
The views and opinions of Starman are exclusively the views of Starman and Starman Enterprise.
Joe Budden came out. He didn't really, but they said he did. I heard that part. The full context is like, no, nigga.
He don't want smoke with the gay community.
He don't want smoke with the gay
Starman
community.
Starman said, ladies and gentlemen.
With me too, dog.
I can dress like Prince and use whatever bathroom I want.
Get out of here.
And just let the part ride. It's a whole beep.
I wish you could just freely say that shit, bro.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Just a beep. That whole 30
seconds. Because that's something I would say. Like, bro, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Like, Jews.
No, I wouldn't say that because I fuck with Jews. I can't say that. I've always wanted to date a Jewish girl, and I never have, and I always wanted to.
That still
I think
does
it would
not,
be interesting.
That still does not stop my sentiment. Look at your boy Jay Electronica. He's fucking a Rothschild.
Hey man, listen. that's the pinnacle I want to be at. Like,
nah,
I need to read.
You mean Jay Leg Hamaka?
Right, Jay Leg Hamaka.
Salami.
You know what I'm saying? This man is reading the Torah, like the purest uncut version of the Torah that we ain't never seen, bruh, in the original dialect of Hebrew, the original flame speak.
Being translated by. The eldest Rothschild.
Right. The original flame speak. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, the black man is God. We can call that shit Jebrew. Jebrew, bro. G-O-D. Capitalize my shit, bro.
Don't start. Please don't start that shit. There's going to be some Muslims
man.
Out there
the
that's going to hear that. Right.
Man.
The original man was the Asiatic black man.
The
Hebrew Israelites. I met a bunch of them.
Bruh.
Them niggas had a song called, they was from New Jersey, they had a song called Bang Batter, and it was about shooting niggas in the face. They bang batter, they bang, but they be on the block talking about how the Hebrew Israelites, the bang batter shit, nigga. Pow, pow. I was like, oh, wow. This is really intense over there, guy.
Somebody help.
Ryan Reynolds say he taking a break from making movies to create more space for his. Okay. He has three daughters, and he say this. I don't know how that shit affect Deadpool, but as long as you finish Deadpool, yeah, I don't care what you do.
Fuck what you do. Right. Like, fuck about none of your other movies.
Like, bro, just go. Yeah, go hang with your family, take them to school and shit.
He's like, go hang with your family and take them to school and shit.
Yeah, bro, take them to school. You get tired of this shit.
Jonathan Majors, man, he sat down Variety. He talks Creed 3 Netflix.
Bro, tell me, hold on, bro.
What?
In the harder they fall, tell me that nigga didn't shoot some niggas in the face with style. Nigga, 38 caliber round ball.
Nigga. You never know.
Nigga had a horse, nigga. You on the other side? They were playing. Oh, where you at, nigga? Where you at?
Have you seen Jank?
Fire right in your face.
Have you seen Django?
Yes.
All right then. Jonathan Majors co-starring in Creed 3. He's been in Creed 3, man. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
A biopic about Jesse Brown called Devotion and Ant-Man and the Wasp. Quantumania.
Okay.
Which lets me know Kang's micro quantum realm world is in that
Chronopolis.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's in that
Chronopolis
shit.
Chronopolis was in the quantum world as everybody thought. They just wanted to confirm it on the sly.
I'm interested in that 90s show because that 80s show.
They
sucked.
Had been saying that for a long time.
That 90s show.
And we just didn't think it was ever going to come out, so I'm glad
they
does.
Did the 80s. It was supposed to be 80s and 90s. They did the 80s
that
show.
That 80s show got canceled.
Got canceled quickly.
Yeah, I didn't even get to watch it. Yeah.
That 90s
show. That
show
was Saved by the Bell.
Oh. Yeah, keep that. I mean, Saved by the Bell was the only Saved by the Bell that should have come out. Don't try to recreate that.
That should be interesting now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get your last five episodes of Master of the Universe.
I don't give a fuck, man.
They gave that bullshit. They gave that other He-Man series.
Yeah, it's the second part. I mean, I'm only watching it out of obligation. I don't want to watch that bullshit.
Ooh. So so the Green Lantern HBO Max show tone is supposed to be similar to The Watchmen.
Yes, and I'm with that. And
so they're
going to
have the Black Green Lantern?
Yeah. Diggle from Arrow. Yeah. It's already confirmed that Diggle became the Green Lantern.
So why they showing Regina King?
They said he ain't going to be in this one.
As the idea of, okay, The Watchmen came out already. It's going to have that same tone.
All right. I was like, this one big size for Regina King.
The series takes place in present day, where white supremacist group the 7th Cavalry. Oh, they talking about.
Well, with a K. Oh, they took inspiration from Rorschach's journal. Oh, shit. Oh,
so no, they, no. They talking about.
Oh, yeah. We just came in on a random paragraph. We might scroll up or something.
Yeah, they just talking about what happened in the Watchmen. I'm like, yeah, that's all clearly.
I was like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute, Rondell.
Yeah, wait a damn minute, Rondell. Yeah, that's all the shit that happened already. I need to know what new shit y'all about to do. Okay, not much is known. It will take on a darker tone, not unlike that of The Watch. Sources familiar with Green Lantern say that the show's darker vibe won't be unlike that of The Watchmen. So yeah, that's all they really know at this point. The showrunner has described the series as gigantic and sprawling, and that the cosmic scope of the franchise portends the show's reported dark nature will exhibit a different kind of vibe from the comparatively localized setting of The Watch. Far-reaching series will star multiple Green Lantern characters, with Mamma Mia's Jeremy Irvin and American Horror Story's Finn Wittrock cast as Alan Scott and Guy Gardner respectively. Other featured players from Green Lantern lore, respectively, are Sinestro, Kilowog, Jessica Cruz, and Simon Bass. Green Lantern's serious tone might come as a surprise to those recalling 2011's off-maligned Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds in it that we don't talk about. Yeah, it only had Ryan Reynolds play Hal Jordan. They didn't mention Guy Gardner or Alan Scott. And they are supposed to be two of the main characters in the series. We'll see. It does not yet have a premiere date. We're still waiting on that.
Crimson Countess?
Yep.
Oh, God. When is the fucking boys coming back? Lord have mercy.
Hey, man, I don't know if you've been watching, what is it, the 7 at 7, the Vought News. Yeah, they done came out with, like, two new ones.
For real?
Yeah. Like,
it's on Amazon?
No, it's on YouTube. They have Vought News segments, like, you know, A-Train got a song out?
No.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
A-Train has a real song out. The Deep is on a water commercial. Like a bottled water commercial. No, what is it? That Liquid Death. He's on a Liquid Death commercial for the water that comes in a beer can.
Oh, the Deep. Oh, speaking of Deep, I want to give Aaron Rodgers the Deep of the Week.
Oh, Lord.
Motherfucker lied that about his COVID ring. Test and got caught.
And got caught on the shit.
And then quoted Martin Luther King.
Man, come on, dog.
Let freedom ring.
Like Aaron Rodgers. Bruh.
As soon as they told me that shit, I said, bro, I guarantee you that motherfucker been taking Ivermectin. It's like he's been taking Ivermectin.
This man is with not Joe Rogan. Right,
like, bro, you lied and got caught. I mean, somebody was trying to compare that shit to Kyrie Irving. I was just like, bro, you can't compare the two. Y'all trying to make that some race shit? Like, no, yeah. Bro. Like, one guy lied until he could see he could get away with
it.
And then tried to come defend the shit. The other person
said, fuck y'all off the dribble.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Fuck so. You, fuck the horse you rode in on, fuck your mom, fuck everything that you stand for. I'm not doing that shit.
But that shit, you know.
Like, that's totally different than, oh, yeah, I got a vaccine.
It's like, yeah, I'm.
Yeah, I'm good.
Had some of his medical history. I was like, fuck.
That and the NFL player, wide receiver. That was involved in the DUI accident.
That shit was tragic, bro. Mm. NFL, a player for the Raiders, drunk driving accident, man, killed someone. And he survived because that's usually how that shit go. I watched a movie where that was the whole theme of it. What movie was that I was watching? Where the devil mad at the guy. He was like, the drunk driver usually goes free. And I'm left to suffer. What was that I was watching? I can't remember. One of them crazy ass horror movies I was watching this past fucking month. I lost track of my horror movies. My idea was to give y'all a list of all the ones I watched. I can't remember a lot of them because a lot of them bitches duds. They was just duds, bro. I seen them but duds. The audition was cool.
Horror movies like they used to dub.
The audition was cool though.
Yeah.
The audition.
Fucked up movie.
You need to check that out. Audition. It's a movie. This Japanese guy loses his wife.
Yep.
And then he wants to. His homeboy's like, bro, I got a movie. I can say we're making a movie, get these girls to audition, and you can find one.
You a girlfriend.
You can just pick one and ask out on a date. And he was like, nah, bro. Like, nah, for real, bro. I'm going to hook you up, bro. Set the shit up. They get the cast. And all these women come in, and he get to just pick the woman. And he picked out of all of these delightful, charming, eccentric Japanese women. This man chooses the craziest Japanese woman on the planet, bro. I'm talking about, but she was
super crazy.
She was crazy. Just crazy. And when you see her, she crazy, I'm like, bro, you finna die. This shit is not going good, bro. She is crazy. Without reason.
She's gonna kill you.
I mean, it's...
Bro. She might not, and that could possibly be worse.
Torture. It was a great movie, though. Shout out to Macchio. He told me about it, and I was like, I gotta watch it. That shit was good. I get it out of 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed that movie. It was just creepy and she was really cute. Until she had to kill a motherfucker.
But yeah, the boys is getting a spinoff.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Letitia Wright is They shut down Black Panther 2 with filming over Letitia Wright's injury, which apparently happened in August. That's her. Who ironically plays Shiri. And I say ironic because Shiri is, in the MCU, is known as one of the most intelligent science individuals on the planet. Completely contrast to who she actually is, apparently.
Yeah, because she believes that she can be out here just free. No idea, no inclination of even wanting to get a vaccine of any kind. I mean, nobody should have it.
Well, she showed up to a Disney production thinking what she thinks is more important than, like, you work for Disney. All that shit is out the window.
Yeah, you do what they tell you.
Yeah, look over there.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man. Like, but they shut down the production. I hope she's all right physically. This leads to the rumor of, this gives more fuel to the rumor, Black Panther 2 is absolutely about Shuri becoming Black Panther. Because yep, why would you shut down the production?
If she done got hurt.
Right.
If again.
She got hurt and you shut down the production. Yeah, she Black Panther. We already know what you're getting. That's why the PR team is like, we need you to shut up because you supposed to be the new Black Panther.
The new face, yeah.
We need you to be quiet. That's why she ain't said nothing. She got off of social media. They got her to put all her shit down. She put that shit up.
Stop the controversy, it's right.
Like, hey, listen, do you like money?
Then shut your damn mouth.
A lot of it. Then shut your fucking mouth.
She's recovering in London since September.
Oh,
yeah.
From from injury she sustained on set.
Yeah, flew from Atlanta to London.
Won't return to work until early 2022.
So I think this is why Marvel did push back their slate. When they push back all the movies, it makes the perfect sense. I got one for you, Mac, yo. Jordan Fisher says he wants to play Flash. I mean, who plays the Flash says he wants to play Human Torch. That's your boy.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
That's your boy from Flash.
No, hell no.
That's your boy Impulse.
Fuck him.
That's your boy Impulse.
Fuck that dude, man.
Ow.
That movie's gonna be bad again.
Ow. I just wanna get this fucking picture of that damn picture.
I hate that picture, dog. I hate it. I hate it so bad.
His face. That shit looks so funny.
You looking cheesy as fuck.
Do you know Hooters has a standalone restaurant that serves wings called Hoots?
Mm-mm.
When I was in Atlanta and I was going downtown, I seen a restaurant and it's called Hoots, and I was like, bro, this shit has to be fucking Hooters. And I looked up the restaurant and their sister company, well, their big sister, as they say, is Hooters. Gotta be like, who the fuck else
where
is gonna call it?
Where the fuck did Hoots come from?
They're not gonna call it titties, just gonna call it it. That's what it comes from. Like, you can't. Hooters is synonymous with Hooters.
Right.
So they made it up. They made it one that's. They made it one where they could just. They made it one where they could just hire Mexicans and people who are going to work for small tips.
That's fucked up.
Mainly people, just like regular people who are not big titted women.
That's fucked up.
Say it with your chest.
They got Hoots out there.
That's fucked up.
But it's like American Deli, but it's called Hoots. You'll probably see a Hoots around here.
No, you won't.
Nah, you probably will. Like, it's a Hooters. It used to be a Hooters. I mean, just Hooters without the titties. Go and get your chicken and leave, nigga.
Damn.
Bro, I don't even get to drink a beer with it.
Nope.
Go get Mr. Stromboli, baby.
Right, make it worth my while.
Get a Mr. Pibb. The fuck out of here. Some chicken tenders.
Yeah, I'm glad you did pull that one. Crystal Dynamics, let everybody know. Spider-Man ain't too far away. Mm. The legend, well, I won't say legend, but the rumors are true that Spider-Man, well, want to just say Spider-Man. Somebody went and did some data mining and found that there were several different characters that are hidden in the Marvel Avengers game that haven't been released yet. Doctor Strange is supposed to be a character. Hank Pym / Ant-Man is supposed to be a character. Because it might be Scott Lang, because you can make Scott Lang, Hank Pym come out there with his little gun and shoot Pym particles at people. Spider-Man's supposed to be on there. Black Panther, of course, got released. So, Kate Bishop and Hawkeye, they were hidden at first and they got released as well. So, we'll see who else comes up.
What? How you feel about the Guardians? Is the Guardians of the Galaxy game, I heard, is like that one but better. People are saying it's an improve. People are saying on the internet that the new Guardians of the Galaxy game is what they wanted Avengers to be.
I don't know about that. Because the game has one ending. Well, it has one regular ending and a hidden ending. And they're all the same. You can't. The choices you make in the game don't directly change the ending. So, if you play Guardians of the Galaxy and I play it and you say something. If you say the square response to Rocket Raccoon and I say the triangle response to Rocket Raccoon on this specific part, it don't change the ending we get.
Okay.
It's not like that. It's a good game, though. It's really fun.
Guardians?
Yeah. I mean, you only control Peter Quill, but you can, like, command the other Guardians to do shit.
Gotcha.
He's got elemental additions he gets to his blaster. You get ice, lightning, and fire, I believe. Of course, Gamora's got her little special techniques. Drax got his techniques. Rocket's got special gadgets he can make in bombs and shit. And Groot's got special moves he can do. Ben Fang Foom is in that game. Surprisingly, wasn't in Shang-Chi, but he's in there. Cosmo the Space Dog is in it. Of course, they show him on the trailer. I don't really want to say too much to give too much away. Of course, you can get your MCU costumes. You got to find them on a stage, though. But I mean, it's fun. It's just really fun.
Oh, what's up?
The game is, I mean, it's on a set path. Like, each chapter is like, this is the story that you're following, but you can, like, explore and go off the main path. It's kind of Metroidvania in the sense of you can come back to places and explore some more once you've upgraded your weapons and techniques and stuff.
Oh, they're getting a new. He's going to come exclusive to the PlayStation in November 30th with the update.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's going to come with a Spider-Man event. Spider-Man with great power.
Yep. It's going to be interesting to see how Spider-Man plays, because they haven't done the war table on what he plays like or anything yet.
I imagine they got a lot to live up to putting Spider-Man in the Avengers game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, like, that's gonna change everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, putting Black Panther in there changed it up, because you get to go to Wakanda. Like, that's an actual location. You get corrupted vibranium all throughout the game and shit like that now, so. That's pretty cool. They got in a little trouble a few weeks back because they started selling the consumables, but they took them away. I think last week in the update, they took them off the market again, finally, so.
Yeah, you can level up the consumables.
Yeah, but I mean, they gave them away also. You didn't have to buy them. They gave them away for free, too, but the idea that you could buy them, it's like, bro, they're not making you buy them. They're just saying, hey, if you run out, then buy some more. You don't have to do it. Crystal Dynamics and Square Enix they pick and choose the games they want to support, and they're giving Avengers limited support. They're keeping it afloat, unlike just going ahead and doing stuff that people want on the game. Because they're also talking about adding damaged armor to it. So as your health goes down, your armor gets more damaged and all that kind of shit.
I mean, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get it. Hopefully we will get it. Because in one of the last major updates, that was one of the behind the scenes quality of life changes they added. They made the animations look a little bit better. Added a little more detail. I mean, it's one of them games that they're constantly tightening the screws on.
Gotta check that out. I've been slow burning Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, I finally got the PS5 upgrade.
Yeah, I've been doing
it. I think I got it like Thursday or Friday.
So. I've been doing the co-op missions. I ain't did it in so long. It's like, bro, those are fun. The waves.
I got to get back on it, period. I started it up just to see what it looks like, and I was like, oh, I can tell the difference already. The frame rate looks better. The resolution looked better. I was like, oh, I can tell the difference.
Right.
Off rip.
Immediately. I'm already used to it now.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to take a little getting used to, but I can't wait to start back playing that one again.
Got one for you, Ocean. A father killed the man he believes sold his daughter into sex trafficking in Seattle, then hit the body in the trunk.
You damn right.
I wouldn't hide the body in the trunk.
Yeah, he got arrested, and, you know, now he's facing, you know, years in prison.
Well, where's his daughter at?
I mean, she's safe. Apparently. But, you know, on October 22nd, you know, they found the car and they traced it back to him. Because, you know, he's a 60-year-old man whose daughter was lured into sex trafficking by her boyfriend. Yeah.
Hit him with a cinder block, then stabbed him repeatedly in the abdomen.
Man, you know, fuck him. Die slow. That's what he did.
Right. Imagine just being so compelled to, like, get your own justice on this one. It's like, you kind of feel like, it's a slippery slope, right?
Then I'm 60.
No, I mean, a slippery slope, right? Though, because I'm like, if he's locked up, what's going to protect her from getting caught up again? He's gone. He can't protect her no more. He only got a chance to do that shit once because he took it so far. He took a life.
Mm-hmm.
Because this shit ain't no movie. In a movie, he would have got away with it. But this is real life. But at the same time, you really feel like, bro, if you really guilty of what you were accused of, motherfucker, you deserve what you got. Like, yeah. Bro, like, you.
Yeah.
That's why I say he deserves what he got if that's the case. But, you know, he just kind of went about it the wrong way.
I mean, I don't know. He went far.
You know, a dead man can't tell no tales. So he could have just been like, you know, he attacked me and I bust his ass in the head with a cinder block.
After the homicide.
And then I stabbed him 7 times.
Well, shit, the way it goes, the body wasn't discovered until
they found him in a trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the body was left in Spokane County and abandoned. And then the vehicle remained there until October.
Yeah.
So, Buddy got killed way back in
October 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they found it October 2021 by a third party. And then it was driven to Spokane. At that point, it was not believed that the third party knew there was a body in the trunk. The vehicle with the body in the trunk was then abandoned at Everett Avenue. And while parked there, people were rummaging through it and then discovered the body.
Yeah. Crackheads found the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And started rummaging through it, then found the body. And then that was when they relayed it back.
Meth heads.
Yeah. They said prior to this incident, Eisenman had no recent criminal history or any violent criminal history.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, should have called the police and said, hey, he attacked me. I bust his ass in the head with a cinder block. He got up and then I stabbed him some more.
Nah, you on house arrest. I got to give you house arrest for this shit.
First off, you say he was like 70-something years old.
He's 60.
Yeah.
And he still was able to pick up a cinder block. Like, look, that motherfucker was... Hey.
I mean, it's a cinder block, nigga. That shit like
that's his 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah, he ain't no regular old man. That joker got some strength about him.
Don't have to. You have a baby around 40. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Shit.
But that was hell.
Like I said, she just could call the police and be like, hey, man, he sex trafficked my daughter. Then he attacked me after I confronted him about it, and I had to bust his ass in the head with a cinder block.
Oh, that Fetterwap, I'm pulling that up now, man.
Like, he made bail.
I don't give
accused
a fuck.
Accused of allegedly distributing over 100 kilos of heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, crack cocaine with a correction.
That's what I'm worried about. I don't give a damn about making bail. Like, bro, why do you need that much shit?
Right, he working.
I'm trying that to nigga tell you.
Meech and Terry.
And I got it. I don't...
You caught up on BMF?
No.
Bro, I need
I pass you. I binged the fuck out of to catch up with you.
I watched it on the weekend. I hadn't went back to watch it since. And then,
five other individuals.
Let's see. That's a lot of drugs.
A New Jersey correctional officer. Somebody else that... Oh, no, I can't read it.
100 kilos of fentanyl, coke.
Heroin.
Hmm. I don't know. Nah, that's not my lane. I don't know nothing about that, but that's crazy.
Anthony Leonardi, his brother Robert Leonardi, Brian Sullivan, and Kavon Wiggins have been officially charged with conspiring to do something. Probably distribute. With somebody, CEO. Like, that's the crazy shit.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know.
They canceling. The Pop-Up Girls CW series is over, bro. That shit is not happening.
Yeah, of course not.
I hope you
I was just thinking about, man, when is that shit dropping? Because I can't wait to see the live
chick playing chick playing Blossom done deal.
I can't wait to see the live action Powerpuff
Girls.
We ain't
never gonna see that shit.
Then they already lose their Blossom once.
Yeah. So evidently they recast her and she left too.
Fuck this. This is awful.
Right. Because they had to go back and reshoot the first episode.
But I felt like it would have been so awful that it would have been a cult following for
it. I doubt it.
This shit is so awful. We got to watch it. Like Sharknado.
Nah, bro. Because Powerpuff Girls has a following that is to be respected. You can't do Powerpuff Girls like that.
I want it on all systems.
I will play it. I will damn sure play it.
I was telling somebody not too long ago, man, Wu-Tang made the first NFT with that album that they released.
Yeah.
And that Martin Scalabrine bought.
Exactly. Splacavelli.
And then... And then the U.S. government sold that shit recently. Because, you know, they seized it from them. They sold that shit recently. They sold that shit like a couple weeks ago. And now it's ready to be. We can hear it now.
What the
cocaine
fuck?
Cocaine hips. Yeah. They out, bro.
They are legally people.
They people. Our hippos are
so
people.
That means you cannot shoot them motherfuckers, basically. It's just all fun and games until them hippos come across the fucking, try to cross the border.
Have a unique distinction. They are the first non-human creatures to be legally considered people. The U.S. District Court of Southern District of Ohio recognizes the late Pablo Escobar's infamous cocaine hippos as legal persons for the first time. In the United States. The ruling on October 15th came on the same day.
How the fuck Animal do you Legal say Defense somebody's Fund. A person in That's somebody else's country?
Out. That's what I'm
in
trying to find out.
In somebody else's shit. They're not people here. They people in Colombia. And they U.S. people. Not citizens, but people. They are you.
Right, they hippos, probably got passports.
The hippos are U.S. people.
There's 80 of them motherfuckers. Imagine that's your job, bro. You got to go get pictures of these hippos.
And they are fucking shit up out there. They are fucking shit up, attacking people. Do you know how many Colombian soldiers have died at the hands of these hippos?
Why not?
Tens of them.
All right, Ryan Gosling is playing Ken in the upcoming Barbie movie.
Why not? And people have thoughts. Like, yeah.
Thoughts of what?
My thought. Why the fuck
Barbie?
Not?
I said, who's more who Barbie than him? Ryan Reynolds.
Margot Robbie is playing Barbie.
Of course. Hey. Of course. Who else they gonna pick? I mean, bro, come on, man.
It's gonna be animated, right?
It might be, bro. But no,
it's gonna be animated.
It gotta be voices, bro. Yes. I don't know But if they do a live action for real,
it's
like...
It's going to be so weird.
It's going to be CGI, it's gonna be bro.
So
this shit is
going to
be CGI. These are voices. You're not getting them. You're not getting them
because
people in Barbie.
Oh my
like,
God,
this
please,
is a lifetime
movie.
Don't put it past Hollywood, though.
Because you remember, I mean, girls are dressing up as Harley Quinn.
It. Don't put it past Hollywood.
I got a six on it, bro. What bill you want, bro? Because they are not fun to do no live action with this shit, bro.
Don't put it past Hollywood, though.
That'll be the worst Halloween ever. Everybody's dressing up as Barbie.
It won't be
that
bad.
Not in a good way.
Oh.
If it's live action, I mean, you know.
It's just weird.
To attract the white people, I mean, shit.
It's just weird. It's a live action doll.
Okay. I mean, but who? I can't really. I'm just like, yeah, y'all probably casted that perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll have to look closely at these Barbie announcements. We can't just wait until like the next Barbie CGI animated movie comes out and it's like, oh, that's the one. If it ain't got Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling in it, that ain't the one. So we can bet a six on it. We're going to have to see.
I'm gonna lose my six tomorrow. Watch and see.
they gonna come out with the Barbie trailer live action tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I saw Kanye on Drinking Champs.
Oh yeah, I did too. Where this motherfucker fake hit the weed and shit.
Like damn, yay. All right, so Complex did list a list of things they learned from Drinking Champs, and these were some things that I was like, number one was one that I have is the worst thing Ye feels he ever did was Shine Big Sean.
Why is that?
You'll have to hear him say it. Basically, he calls John Legend and Big Sean as sellouts. He said they're sellouts working for the Democrats.
I'ma do what you tell me to do.
And they do what they're told by the Democrats because they sold out. He feels he changed their life. He knows them personally. Intimately.
And they flipped on him when it came time for them to stand with him.
Yeah, that's how he's like, y'all sold out.
He's
like
the captain for Trump. So.
That's what Charlemagne said.
Like, you was up there really capping for Trump.
And he said once again, and he said, just because I don't wear the hat, I'll still let you know where I stand.
Yeah, he's off of Def Jam, which means he did his last, Donda was probably his last project on that label. Donda is also getting a deluxe release.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, please with that Andre.
Bro, he flamed Talib Kweli like it went shit. Bro.
Boy, yes, he did.
He flamed the fuck out of Talib. He flamed him. He said he thinks a 10,000 times better than Common. And he proceeded to just flame. He went in on Talib. Just got to hear what he says. He believes Bone Crusher marked the movement of Atlanta taking over with Never Scared.
Yeah.
And I can't lie, Never Scared was the number one song on Wonder System Park for a minute. I don't think that's the moment the South took over.
No, it's not.
But that's the moment
I
think it started. That's the moment I think the South started sticking their claim. They didn't get it for a couple of years after, but I think that's the moment you could go to New York and you probably hear a fucking Southern artist.
Mm-hmm.
Ye wants to replace Black History Month. He said he tired of Black History Month. He says Black History Month is the worst thing that could happen because all it does is make Black people look back and remind them of what they was, where they were, what they was. He says he would rather replace it with the Black Future Month.
Not to be confused with Future, the rapper.
Future's Black Month.
I'd rather
not
hang
the same.
With Jada, respectively.
Right. It's not the same at all.
Yeah, he say he'd rather replace it with Black Future Month. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't got nothing against Black History Month, but a Black Future Month, like a Black month that's looking
Black History
the
month,
future
month,
of You know what I'm saying? The future, I honestly like that. I like that way more than looking at the past, to be honest. If it come to, because I feel like that would be way more inspirational, because the past is so subjective now with how people pull from it, how people try to ignore it, act like it didn't exist. You can't even really talk about the past. I ain't saying you shouldn't, because the past needs to be acknowledged, but honestly,
they edit it to where you can only talk about certain people, certain events
in the past, right? Right. Everything. So I'm like, man, let's talk about the future. Like, what's the future? Because the past is cool and all, it laid the foundation, but where the fuck we going, bro? Because
yeah,
this shit, hell, a lot of shit is fucked up. So I'm like, he made a good point. Kanye said a lot of wild shit on this interview. I don't even want to say crazy. He said a lot of wild shit. He also said some shit I feel he feels is the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z took some backlash on what he said about Just Blaze. He said Just Blaze is a copycat. I'm like, damn, that was fucked up. He was about to say some shit about Good Em Up, then they cut the camera off, and then he started talking about Hillary Clinton. No bullshit. Like, if you caught it, they asked him about something. I don't know how he got to Good Em Up. They just brought it in there, and I'm like, hold on, how y'all landed here, bro? They started talking about Outkast and Good Em Up.
He had asked
the
him
South
about,
took over.
Yeah, he had asked him
DJ
about
FM decided.
He asked him.
So you didn't think the South took over with
Outkast and Good Em Up? He was like, because they were doing something before Bone Crusher came in.
He was
in.
Like, no, because they didn't. Their music didn't have the bitches. That's what he pretty much said, and I got what he was saying by that. He was like, nah, bro, Outkast and Good Em Up weren't making club anthems, bro. They didn't take over the
whole
scene.
Yeah, he was like, they made great music, but they weren't.
They didn't have that scene. Anybody who was outside at any point knows that, yeah, they played Elevators, but Elevators got skipped more times than they played. They were playing So-So Del Bass All-Stars, bro. They weren't playing Elevators.
And all that. Yeah.
They, you know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't playing Beautiful. Well, you might have got a Beautiful Skin in, but that's only on that little grind tilt. But club-wise, it's Freakney era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the Freakney era, nobody
was trying to get it on.
Niggas in the South, like, they wouldn't even play that shit in the club once you leave the South.
Yeah.
I can imagine partying. Imagine going to an Uncle Luke concert and then going to New York. It had to be, like, just so drastic back in the day.
Oh, yeah. There's two different extremes. Like, that.
That's why I didn't like New York music when I was growing up, because I couldn't relate to it. I didn't understand it. Like, it was like a totally different culture to me. Like, it wasn't relatable as to Uncle Luke, Kilo Ali, So-So Def, All-Stars, Oomph Camp, all that type of stuff. Like, you know, we done said a billion times, but, or I've said a billion times, but it wasn't until I got older that I appreciated it for what it was, but it still wasn't that prevalent to me or the people around my circle growing up. Like, it just wasn't something that was played until we got older to go back to see it, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know, man. You got to check the Kanye Drink Champs out. If you haven't seen it, I say check it out. You got to see it, because
that man was talking the talk.
He was talking. Kanye is like,
with Hillary Clinton.
He's more than a broken clock, bro.
Literally.
He's gonna say a lot of cool shit, a lot of shit that's gonna make you think. There's gonna be some shit you don't agree with. And it's like, bro, I can disagree with a nigga and not hate him.
Yeah.
You know?
He should.
I do wanna see this last Bond movie, because they got Charlotte from Knives Out in it, bro. And she is so fucking bad.
Talking about she's supposed to be in a ballerina spinoff
of John Wick.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I mean, they done trained her up to be a femme fatale, so there we go.
In this era, bro, right? As soon as they get rid of all of them, they just make a new one.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to keep making them.
Well, like, oh, she's cute. Let's put her in a couple movies, see if she's funny. All right. Yeah, she's moderately funny. All right, give her a gun. Let's see if she can fight.
Doja.
Doja.
Surpasses Drake as the rapper with the most monthly
most streaming, high streaming artist.
Ain't her NFT sold more than Jigga's?
You motherfuckers out here trying to win the goddamn, what is it, Candy Crush championships and shit. Her and Khloe Kardashian.
All right, bro. Doja Cat say so when it's said, bro.
Basically.
Yeah, and she said it. If it's up, then it's up.
Evidently. And
did y'all hear
Megan Thee Stallion got her PhD and shit.
Well, she graduated with her bachelor's, I think.
Yeah, I know. I was just talking shit.
Got a PhD. Yeah. PhD and doctorate in twerking.
But yeah, doctorate in twerking and making hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Yeah. Popeyes. At Popeyes, which I'm going to try it just to see.
Oh, absolutely. But did you hear about this story? This is a lady in Chicago. She got 5 kids. And she left to go pick her boyfriend up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Her mother and father stayed in the same building, but the apartment caught on fire and all 5 of her kids died in that fire, and they are now charging her in being negligent.
Damn.
Yeah, child endangerment.
Excuse me. It's fucked up.
But it's like her, you know, the kids were not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, what is the cause of the fucking fire?
Right.
No, that's something that you probably
you can't wanna, immediately put it on her.
Yeah, that's something I mean, that they you said probably want to figure out.
She didn't leave him with anybody. Who would she let him to? Let him with?
No, I read that they initially reported that she didn't leave them with anybody, but her in the apartment, her mother and father live in that apartment too. Mm. And the mother and father, they just woke up. The shit was in flames. They got out the apartment, but they couldn't get back in.
Yeah, they live in a separate part of the one-bedroom apartment and found smoke. I don't know, but they're just hanging her up because I guess it was people who had access to the children, but they weren't made to be notified to watch the children. That's not mentioned. That's not to say that conversation didn't happen.
Right.
But I feel like maybe she's being railroaded, bro, because...
Yeah, no, you left at 3 in the morning to go pick up your boyfriend. Like, how you know he ain't have to get off of work at 3 in the morning?
Well, like, no, that's what it was. He was getting off of work. It wasn't like just some fuck shit. She went to go... You got off work.
Yeah.
She went to go get him. Her mom and dad stay in that same apartment, and the shit caught on fire. Now, they're also saying that the reason why she's being railroaded like that is because... The landlord is a former police officer, and they're not releasing how the fire got started until after the prosecution goes through. So, I mean, yeah, that's just really fucked up. That's just up kind of thing. I don't know what kind of judge. Because, I mean,
first off, you had an incident where the fire department was called. There's supposed to be an investigation immediately afterwards anyway to figure out the cause of the fire. You can't press charges till you know that anyway.
This is a fucked up situation. I mean, she lost 5 of her fucking kids.
That's what I deal with this shit.
Yeah, well, that's real fucked up.
Well, Mac, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's gonna be a chore getting through these next Doctor Who episodes, because that shit with that puppy dog, I just kind of looked at them like... Like, this shit for kids. And I get it was a kid show, but you can't evolve it into something for adults. And you can't give me a spectrum of this shit supposed to be sci-fi.
Like, teeny boppers into adults and young adults, and then you turn it back into a kid show.
Bro, this shit just ain't my scene, bro.
Nah, like, bro.
A giant fucking puppy, a fucking giant shih tzu trying to invade. I'm like, bro, fuck out of here, bro.
We're here to protect the humans. He's not special. We just have to protect them, bro.
It was the opening segment, bro. That's what ruined it for me. This whole episode, the whole opening segment, the green screen background of them trying to escape, flipping on their hands and not getting shot, and landed in the TARDIS. I'm just like, fuck, bro. I was just like, bro, this shit's so fucking corny. I'm just like, bro, y'all done went corny.
Yes.
Good news, Matt Smith said he may return for the 60th anniversary special, which probably means he's going to do a flashback or some shit. I mean, I don't know.
We got to get there first.
Nah, the 60th anniversary special is going to be when she transforms into whoever the next doctor going to be. I think that's what we get next from who. But we get 6 episodes. The first one aired on Halloween. I don't think we get another one for like 2 more weeks, a week or so.
Oh, I thought the next one came on tomorrow.
I thought they spaced it out. Let's see when we get an episode 2 of Doctor Who.
Bro, that's just gonna make it even worse. They pull that bullshit.
Yep, new episode tomorrow. I'm sorry. Episode 13. I'm at season 13.
I was about to say, dog, they do that shit.
I thought they were going to make us wait to Christmas. I really thought we were getting an October hell episode. No. And it was going to start at Christmas.
Hell no.
Okay.
Shit no. They just going to have to get us all amped up thinking we're going to get a Christmas special this season again, and we don't.
I don't give a shit.
Fuck that, man. And like I said, you get this element of like the Pandorica, because it's all this shit happening out of phase or out of time, and it's like, yeah, it's all gonna circle back to each other as the episodes connect. But I'm like, I kinda don't give a fuck, man.
Nah, cause that ain't what it's gonna be.
You brought back the Santarans. If Drax ain't on there, I'm gonna be pissed off, cause it don't make no sense to bring back his race of people and this nigga didn't die, he didn't leave, you didn't even go back to him or nothing ever since the 11th Doctor, so you better bring him back.
It's been that long. I just thought about it. It's been a while.
Yeah. Like, he's still there. Lady, Madame Vostra with her wife is still there on Bleecker Street.
Like, oh, they're outsourcing it, though. So this is the first time ever the BBC... the show is completely owned by BBC, which is actually State One Radio. Anyway, Bat Wolf Productions, which is the production company of the guy who blew Russell T. Davis, who blew it up, handed it off. They fucked it up.
And now he's coming back.
He's coming back. But the terms of his deal is, I'm going to come back to this show and I'm going to save the show. But since I'm coming back, I'm bringing my own money. I don't need your money this time. And
give me control.
You're going to show the show and just get all your money through ads. But everything else is going to be me. And they agreed to the terms. They were just like, we don't know what the fuck to do. You just do it. So they gave him full control of the show. So, bro, this production wise, it's gonna be a completely different show. This is gonna be a completely different team. Like, this is gonna be a shakeup for real.
Please fix this season.